I think the first question is the obvious one, as there will be no season. What happened?
Well, I guess, you start by, we tried everything. Obviously, we were facing some unique challenges. Unlike some of the other leagues, we hadn't even had a training camp. So, first of all, we were starting with a very large universe of players, 90 players under contract per team, which all on its own presented some challenges. And then the reality of having to have a training camp to kick things off and all of the complexities that go with training camps at the best of times. But, in the end, we tried every possible way to have a season. And then when we got the call Friday night from the government that, they weren't going to pursue some of the solutions we had been talking about, we took that to the governor's Monday morning, and the decision was made to cancel for 20 and focus our energies on, coming back bigger and stronger in 2021.
With the government not giving the $30 million loan to the CFL, was that the only hurdle for the CFL to starting the season?
Well, we had made real progress in our negotiations with the players. So we were close there. We had gotten health approval from the Manitoba government and a public shout out from the health officials in the Canadian government that our health plan was sound. So yeah, I'd have to say, when you really boil it down, that was the final hurdle. And but it was obviously a significant issue. And when it didn't happen, we faced the reality that playing this year really wasn't in the league's long-term interests. And it's just really disappointing for the players. That's the group who I feel the worst for, because it was our best chance to, to drive revenue and be able to pay our players. And of course, we fell short.
Randy Ambrosi is the commissioner of the CFL, and he is with us on Lead Off Sportsnet 590 The Fan. We're discussing the fact that there will not be even a shortened 2020 CFL season. How much progress had you made, Commissioner, with the Players Association, the CFLPA, on player salary, pro rata, whatever the case may be? How far down the street had that can been kicked?
Yeah, we'd actually made great progress. And, one of the things that I'm most pleased with is as you well know, it was a difficult time. There was a lot of emotion from the time the COVID virus hit us all in early March. And of course we were, our all the issues were up in the air. And for the players, of course, who get paid to play and get paid when we play, there was a lot of concern, and that all bubbles up to having high emotion, and there were times that we weren't things weren't as good with the PA as we wanted them to be. But I think the thing I'm most excited about is we really got back to talking to one another in a really positive, constructive way. And I'm excited about the future with our players as partners in the league. So yeah, we made progress on all of the important issues, and we were very close to a deal. But of course, all for naught.
Were there any teams that said if the season does start that there was some concern they weren't going to be able to find enough players to actually to fill a roster?
No, I think we were confident, again, remembering that we've got 90 players signed on every CFL team. We were confident that every team would field a real competitive roster, and that, it would have been very good football. So that wasn't a primary concern. We were certain that some players would not come, and of course we've seen that in all of the sports now, but our optimism was high that the teams would all come together, and we would have had a very entertaining CFL season. But again, it just didn't work out the way we had hoped.
So how do you lay the groundwork for the 2021 season, Commissioner, without knowing what that is going to look like. We understand the CFL is a significantly gate-driven league, and yet we have absolutely no idea where COVID-19 is going to have us come next May or June. What kind of steps can you take with what? 9 or 10 months to work with here to put the best plan in place to ensure that the league thrives as best as possible next season?
Well, I think that's the question that we're going to face in the days ahead. There are things that we have already have plans to do. One is that we're going to use this moment to really reset the league. It's something we've been working on for the past 3 years, but there's a real opportunity to share more resources amongst the teams. We're looking at some of the things that were done in other leagues. The NBA, for example, has a shared services group that has been credited with a lot of the success that the NBA has had in growing its business, and we're looking at that model, and that can be a significant opportunity for us. We have to have our strongest teams help our teams that aren't as strong. And, I think there's been a real sense that we can come together as a league now and create a far more cooperative ecosystem. Cooperate off the field and compete on the field has got to become our core mantra. So we'll work hard at that. And then in our markets, we need to reach into our markets differently. We have to go... We have to make contact with groups of Canadians who aren't identified today as CFL fans, and we have to invite them into our league. This league has had such a remarkable history of bringing Canadians together, and, Grey Cup Day for my brothers and I and my family was like a day of national celebration, and it brought us together with family and friends. We need to invite Canadians who haven't experienced that into the CFL family, and we need to use this time to reach out to those communities. We need to explain explain who we are and the significance that we've had to Canada and Canadian culture now for a very, very long time. All of that work needs to be done. We need to kind of lay a new foundation. And we're going to have to address the question of what if this COVID extends. Obviously, it's going to be very tough on all sports. But we'll use this time to look for creative solutions as well. And, how might we operate in a world that COVID lasts a little longer than we would all like? So all of those things will be on the table in the days ahead. The good news is we have some time now to look for solutions and really, put our shoulder to the wheel.
With CFL Commissioner Randy Ambrosi, I'm just looking for definition of what would you consider some of your stronger franchises versus some of the ones that are struggling, Commissioner, because some of the community-owned franchises, like out in Regina, absolutely thrive. There's no question about it. The Toronto Argonauts do lose money and tend to struggle in Toronto, yet they are owned by Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, and I think you and I both agree that MLSE ain't going out of business tomorrow. So to what are you referring in terms of your stronger franchises and some of your franchises that struggle? Because the franchises that struggle tend to be in the bigger cities.
Yeah, it is really that. We've got to get a reset in our major markets. And it is where we've lost some ground. But there's room for optimism. There's room for optimism because we look at what Larry Smith did in Montreal when he took over. Larry basically rebuilt a fan base, and Larry did that with a ground game. Larry basically went to every community group and every breakfast and lunch and dinner, and he invited people in Montreal and in Quebec to be Alouettes fans, and they went on a legendary run of success and rebuilt the Alouette franchise that way. We need to do the same thing in Toronto. We need to do the same thing in BC. Bob Ackles did this in BC going back a number of years. He did this for David Brayley when Bob Ackles took over. They were averaging 22,000 fans, and several years later after Mr. Ackles, laid the foundation by again the strong ground game. They were getting 34,000-35,000 fans at BC Place. So we know it can be done. You have to do the hard work and the heavy lifting. But again, this is a an opportunity now to work through, you know, what would have been our season, to work through this time and build the plans and the strategies. But you know what? This league has always done really well. Is we've been really good at hard work, and I know I'm surrounded by a group of owners and presidents that are willing to put the work and the effort in. And now it's time to get that done.
Was there any talk about reducing the amount of teams to get the start during this COVID pandemic? 'Cause I know we're mentioning how, Scotty, some of the, you know, community run teams do just fine and some of the others have struggled. Was there any kind of talk of maybe dropping some of the teams to get the league back and up and running this year?
Well, you know, I think it is fair to say, you know, we talked about everything. You know, we kind of left no stone unturned. It was our view that it was best that all nine of our teams compete and that we go and what, you know, we had planned to go to Winnipeg into a bubble and have a six game season with a great playoff run ending in a Grey Cup at the end of November. I think we always felt that that was what was best for our league. And we fell short. But, you know, again, the one thing I am so confident of is that we can say we left no stone unturned in our pursuit of a solution. We just fell short.